Good morning, everyone. As we come up in the run into Christmas, I thought I'd do a bit of a podcast around allowing yourself to dream, allowing yourself to think bigger than where you are now, and go through some of the challenges with that that I'm experiencing, and share them with you as you start looking towards 2020. So let's dig into it. Okay, so yeah, so why I wanted to talk about this a little bit today is we broke up from work on Friday, so we've got 2 weeks holiday, like a lot of people will. Not everybody, but a lot of people. And it's kind of a time of the year where you need a break. Many of us are quite broken from a busy year. I know in New Zealand, you know, there's usually 2 weeks off at this time, and then January is quite a slow month for business, especially. Everyone's kind of kicked back, and, you know, it's summer over here, so people get to the beach, spend time with family, and there's a few other public holidays, which are pretty cool. So everyone kind of needs that mental break because the year has been so, it just keeps getting busier every year. You know, more things are happening, more technology is changing. The world shifts at a quicker pace than I think it has in my lifetime, at least. And I'm sure in a lot of other lifetimes would potentially agree. You know, we're getting so much information on a daily basis. By the time you get to this time in the year, you're just like, your mind is overloaded. And it's interesting. I've really set my heart on taking some time this break to get super, super clear on what my picture looks like next year. You know, what's it going to look like? What's my New York, as I've mentioned in other podcasts? And it's interesting to watch your body, because I'm trying to write this book about this process and use myself as a guinea pig, which would make sense. And it's interesting how at this time of the year, your mind just wants to jump back into automatic routines. You know, ones from the past, holiday routines where you go out for a drink and sit in the sun, or, you know, for me, FIFA. You know, there's a bunch of stuff. It just kind of wants to not really plan or think of the future. It wants to be remarkably present. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. Present is a-okay. But it's just, I guess, interesting to watch from a conscious level down. It's like your brain stops wanting to process what's happening. And I know for me personally, it starts to look at distractions. And it's amazing. You can consciously, you kind of are basically handing the controls over to your subconscious, your automatic brain to kind of run you around, which can be quite, which, you know, is, you have to accept this is the way humans are, but it's challenging. And I think what I wanted to share today a bit is some of the things I'm starting to try and break that up and shift it out. So, you know, the first is what I am noticing for myself is the more I listen to music in my headphones when I'm trying to think about something else, that's been a massive game changer for me this year. But even more now when I'm starting to get into the zone, I can put on some high hertz frequency, some high vibrational frequencies, like there's one called 528 hertz. I can listen to a soundtrack in my head, and it actually does calm me down and gets me kind of starts giving me control back of my brain. Because I'll be honest, like I know myself, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, who if you put yourself on autopilot, you can find yourself 2 days into the future, and you know you've just gone on to autopilot. You've just done what you've always done. You haven't thought about anything at all. And you haven't actually taken controls. And that's, you know, not something I want to continue to do for the rest of my life. I want to take control. But I know how challenging it is. Especially when you're at this zone where you're so tired from working the year. And, you know, your brain, especially in the last push into Christmas, can just be overloaded. You're kind of burnt out. So you got to, you know, I find myself trying to balance it, but it's amazing how our brains, when they're overloaded, just doesn't let that happen. It's just kind of like, hey, go into automatic mode. And I can even tell myself in the morning when automatic mode starts to shift in. And I know if I see it happening, it's very hard to get out of it. and you just go into doing what you've always done, and it's hard. And I just really needed to get this off my chest because, I'm struggling with it. I'm really struggling with it. To take myself out, I've got to find other areas to other places to go, get out of my environment to change, just to give myself a break mentally from myself. Because I think you don't just want to give yourself a break from the working year. You need to give some a break from your own mind and the way your brain works. I was sitting here thinking about it and starting to dream. And that's the big thing that's kind of hit me in the last day or so, is allowing myself to dream. I think many of us have had so many false starts, failures potentially in the external world, things that just haven't quite worked out, that you can sometimes be scared to let yourself dream what's really possible. I caught up with one of the people in the group maybe a month and a half ago, and what really struck me was she was saying that she's scared sometimes to dream. And I'd never really thought about it, but I'm not far off that sometimes as well. To allow yourself to dream into the future something that you really want to happen and allow it to be true for yourself. You can do it for a little bit of time, but it can be really hard. And I think, what really got me to get up and do this podcast was I was reading a quote, and I may butcher this a bit, and I can't remember who the guy was, if I'm honest, but it was, don't imagine what the world need. Don't do what you think the world needs. Do what brings you alive. The world needs more people that have been brought alive. Because so many of us, I presume that so many of us are running on autopilot. And it's quite true. It's like, what brings you alive? That's your dream. That's what you want. You want to live life alive. Like, you look at the things you do on autopilot and you go, wow, that's cool. I'm happy with that. That's awesome. And I've had some massive wins this year. I know what I'm like as a person. And, I'm really just going to let myself dream for the next week of what it could look like. Things that I hadn't thought are possible, things that I don't know how I would achieve. I was thinking about it today. I'd love to run retreats for right-siders, for the dyslexics, the people with ADHD, the one where we could just go away for 2 weeks to a completely different environment and help each other to grow and to get past our hang-ups and to kind of see a different perspective that we wouldn't see in our day-to-day lives. I'm going to let myself dream about that. That's a cool idea. I'm going to let myself dream about what the right side is and truth about dyslexia could be next year. Things that I haven't even fathomed. Like, I'd never fathomed this podcast would have got to 110,000 downloads by Christmas 2019. That's mad. What could it be next year? What could I do differently to make it better? Or, I don't even have to know how. I just have to know what I'm thinking. Yeah, I just, it's interesting because I've just, what I'm finding, if I'm not letting myself dream, if I'm not actually just saying, hey, I'm just going to stop in this little town on my journey and I'm just going to sit back and look at the stars. I'm just going to sit back in a desert, look at the stars, not worry about what's happening tomorrow, because I think that's the killer, as you start thinking about what do I got to do tomorrow, what have I got to do next, that you don't actually stop long enough to dream and allow yourself to have a dream that might or might not come true. I know this is a bit of a windy podcast, but bear with me. It is the 23rd of December in New Zealand, at least. So I just wanted to share that. Like, let yourself dream. Ask yourself what brings you alive. When you start to build that picture of next year, or for me with this New York concept, I'm trying to build a picture of myself in December next year. What do I want that picture to be? What am I going to look like? How am I going to feel? How am I really going to feel? And what does it really look like? Not what I'm told I should be doing or should look like or should feel like. What do I want to feel like? What's going to feel right? And that's not me saying I'm going to be a bodybuilder that looks about 22 who's grown half a foot. It's quite amazing. I've become 6'5". It's, you know, it's not about making up a picture that's not real. It's starting to own a picture that you're going to build, even if you don't know how you're going to build it. You don't know how you're going to get there. You don't know how you're going to embrace the journey. But allow yourself to just dream a little bit outside the box. You know, that's just what I wanted to share. I hope you're having a fantastic run into Christmas. I'll probably be back tomorrow. I'm considering doing a Christmas podcast with my dad. It'll be really interesting if I do, but it might be quite a short run, and we might do a prequel to the podcast I want to do with him properly on relationships, but we'll wait and see. But have an epic break. You know, thanks everyone for joining the Adult Dyslexia Secrets group as well. I think we're over 520 people now, which is mad. Everyone's been so awesome to each other. And have a fantastic break.